Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
1 minute to showtime.
Whoa.
Listen
to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Five.
You know, just like the word search was replaced by the word Google it, I think we have to replace the opportunity when somebody does something really dopey with the word Kanye. So this guy pulled a Kanye, and that's the only way I can describe it. This guy is 28 years old. He's from Cold Spring, Minnesota. He's already got five kids on the verge of being taken away from him. Back in July of this year, his girlfriend had another baby.
Good Lord, and they're fertile, aren't they?
If he spent this much energy actually trying to find a job, maybe he'd have a relatively good career at this point.
Oh, my God. He really is a bit of a douche, isn't he?
Totally. On the first day home from the hospital, he got jealous when he saw her breastfeeding because she wasn't giving him the same level of attention.
So he's getting jealous of the newborn baby because the baby's on the boob, and he's like, hey, what about me? Mm-hmm. So he actually threatened to shoot her. Like, he really didn't just get a little bit jealous. He just became totally unhinged.
Yep.
And luckily, she was too scared to report it at first, but she finally did, and he's facing all sorts of charges. But I have to say, look, and don't think bad of me for saying this, but I think she is a little bit selfish.
Because, how is that?
Well, she's got two boobs. Why couldn't she feed Junior with one and let him have the other one, for crying out loud? I mean, women are usually pretty good at multitasking, right? I'm joking, everyone. I'm joking. Don't be sending me your emails and your hate tweets and things. But, oh, my God. Actually, that would be kind of funny. Give him one and give him a squirt of breast milk. That'd put him right off, wouldn't it?
Oh, no kidding. What a butthead. Or a boob.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Can you imagine anything more personally horrifying from a convenience standpoint than losing your wallet with all your credit cards and all your information?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine that for a minute.
I don't need to imagine it. I've had it happen to me years ago in Australia. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And
me
it's
too.
Just, it's so, the biggest part, I mean, if you've got a lot of cash in there, obviously that's a big deal. We live in a society now where we don't carry a lot of cash. Typically, we have things on credit cards, but it's the convenience thing. You've got your driver's license, you've got your credit cards, you've got, you know, everything in there. Thinking about it now, how overwhelming it would be to go and cancel everything and get it renewed and all of
and
that.
And here's hoping you have all that information at, you know, you've got the phone numbers of every credit card. You know, you just don't keep that stuff handy like we should, right?
Oh, my God.
So this guy in New York lost his wallet at a concert, had his license, his credit cards. But get this, everything was returned with a note explaining his cash was kept to, quote, buy weed.
Right, yeah.
Well, at least he was honest about it, right?
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. This guy, he said he lost his wallet at a Wilco concert in Brooklyn. We didn't even know who Wilco was. We had to look him up. They're an alternative rock band, apparently. And he assumed, oh, well, bye-bye now. I'll never see my wallet again or anything in it. He searched the theater and everything. No, nothing. But then, about a week later, he got an envelope in the mail. And the envelope contained his driver's license, credit cards, and a note explaining why his cash, Metro card, which I guess is for the train, and his wallet, the wallet themselves weren't returned. The note said, "Dear Riley Flaherty, I found your wallet and your driver's license had your address, so here's your credit cards and other important stuff. I kept the cash because I needed weed. The Metro card, well, because the fare is like $2.75 now, and the wallet, I kept it too because it's kind of cool. Enjoy the rest of your day." And then it's signed, Toodles, Anonymous.
Oh, that's my favorite part of the entire story right there.
Toodles. Yeah. Toodles. Have a nice day, right?
You know what?
Oh, my God.
If I'm this guy, I'm thinking, you know what? Keep the money. I don't care. At least I don't have to phone all my credit cards and say, oh, my God, please send me. Because then it's, what, 7 to 14 days before you get your credit
card back? Look, I don't care. Yeah, toodles.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
Three. Here's proof that people will pay anything for almost anything.
Mm.
Now, what's the stupidest thing you've ever bought and gone, I really regret buying that? But you've got the uber rich, the people who have more money than brains, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes millions, buying something that you look at and go, what? How is that worth that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? This falls into that category for me, right?
Absolutely. The British wing of fast food chain McDonald's sold a bottle of its famously secretive Big Mac sauce, the special sauce, on eBay for, get this, $100,000, or nearly $100,000.
Now listen, the Big Mac sauce, I fell in love with that when I was a kid. I haven't eaten a Big Mac in years, but that was pretty special. But $100,000 special?
Yeah,
I don't think
exactly.
So.
They've kept the recipe of the sauce under wraps for decades, and they put a single bottle of Big Mac sauce up for auction on the British version of eBay, and then the auction ended with a high bid of £65,900, which is just over $95,000. Right?
Listen, I could save you $100,000. Here's what you do. Get Thousand Island mix and mix it with a little bit of mayonnaise. I'm telling you. It's the Big Mac special sauce.
Wouldn't it be just cheaper to get that $100,000 if you really love the sauce? You could buy a lot of Big Macs for that $100,000.
And scrape it off the top.
Well, yeah, but if you wanted to put it on something else, certainly Hey, that's reminded me. Can you remember back when we were kids and they did that whole promotion that if you could say all the ingredients in a Big Mac under, I don't know, whatever it was, how many seconds, you get a free one?
Here's the mind-numbing effect of marketing when you think about it. Through college, high school, public school, all the things I've learned in my life, what have I retained? Two all-beef patties, special sauce, pickles, onions, lettuce, cheese.
No, you didn't retain it as well as you thought, as it turns out. two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
There it is. But the fact that we can even get close to it after all these years, that's crazy. Crazy.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Do you believe in psychics?
I had a bad experience with a psychic, and I'm not going to go into too many details now, but I went to a psychic years ago. I was in my early 20s, and he told me, amongst other things, that I would have a boil on my back passage, and they were like a boil on my bum, essentially. But he used the words, a boil on my back passage. I was like, who? Like, how horrifying. What? Who says that?
What kind of psychic is this?
I know.
You're going to live a long, healthy life.
No.
I see.
Oh, he told me other things. He told me different things, and some of them were good things, whatever. By the way, you're going to have a boil on your back passage. Well, thank you. I didn't want him thinking about my bottom. No.
Oh, my God. Okay. I there's nowhere to go after that. Let me tell you this story, though. Rachel Williams is a psychic who works out of her house in Anaheim, California. I don't know if she tells any of her customers about the boil on their package, back package specifically. But last Friday, a guy in a pickup truck lost control and plowed right through the side of her house. Now, she was hit by some debris, ended up in the hospital. She'll be okay. And her son was in the room where the truck hit, too, but he wasn't hurt, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Rachel says that she wasn't actually surprised by the truck hitting her house for two reasons. One, it's the third time someone's done it. And two, she said she had a vision of it coming. We actually asked Rachel about the whole thing.
Hi, Rachel. Now, did you really know something was going to happen?
Yes, I knew it. I didn't know what time, but I had that spiritual feeling.
Was it loud? I mean, what did it sound like?
Like a bomb. Like a bomb went off.
Oh, you poor thing. How did you react?
I was screaming because my son was in the room operating the computer. That's what I was really scared, that he killed my son.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, we're glad you're okay. And your son?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, good luck, honey. Thank you. That was Rachel Williams, a psychic in California, who said she just knew something bad was going to happen right before a truck plowed into her house. We certainly are glad everybody's okay.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
I love all the home improvement real estate shows.
Same.
Flip this house, income property, love it or list it, the Property Brothers. Well, Jonathan and Drew Scott, the brothers who star in that show, the Property Brothers, have released two country songs. One is called Hold On, and this one, Let the Night Shine In.
Get up, get up.
Pretty good, right? Yeah. Oh, these boys are talented. And actually, Jonathan and Drew Scott join us on the phone this morning to talk about this new phase of their career. Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're great. Thanks for having us.
Now, nobody gets into real estate to record music, so was this always a passion of yours?
Well, yeah. I mean, we grew up singing, and, we with my parents, we just sit around the campfire. We grew up on a ranch, and we would play the guitar and sing songs. And also, over the last few months, Taylor Swift has been harassing me to do an album with her, and I thought, okay, I guess I will get into music.
Yeah, I had Adele. That's who I was doing.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, this has always been a passion. We love music, and it was actually, we were filming Property Brothers at Home on the Ranch, or when we came up with the idea of possibly doing our own original music for it, and it just all came together fast, and before we knew it, we were in Nashville recording and shooting the music videos, and it's been great, and it's been well-received from the audience.
Good for you. Now, you co-wrote these songs with Victoria Shaw, who is royalty in Nashville when it comes to songwriters.
Yeah, between Victoria Shaw and Chad Carlson, we've had kind of the dream team. And it was actually, we were sitting down for dinner one night, and it was Victoria and I who said, hey, we're doing the show Property Brothers at Home on the Ranch. Why don't we write and record some original music for it? And she's like, I love it. And that, within, 2 weeks, we were in Nashville recording. It was crazy. Yeah, we had to write it. When you're working with a pro like Victoria, everything's so much easier. We were in New York. We had a writing session. And within 2 days, we hammered out these songs. We're thinking, these really sound good. They're very different. One, one's a little slower pace. One's get up off your butt and dance kind of song. And then within another week and a half from there, we're recording.
Wow. So are you planning to do a full album and a tour?
Yeah, we actually played a few weeks back at the Bluebird, and we've been asked to perform at some pretty large venues.
Nice.
So it's nice that people love the music. Absolutely, I know that we're going to write more music. But, we're not planning on giving everything up and touring and not doing the shows anymore. So it's going to be a fine balance. In order for us to keep writing music but still do the shows.
The Property Brothers, Jonathan and Drew Scott, who've just released two country singles. Has this made your schedule even more crazy?
Yeah, Jonathan and I are terrible for packing our schedule beyond what most people would think is capable. We shoot, we basically do 60 full-blown renovations a year. On top of that, we have some specials that we shoot. I mean, our production company, Scott Brothers Entertainment, we produce other shows. We oversee Scott Living, our furniture and decor line. We have our book coming out in April. We just launched an app. So there's a lot on the go. We are overachievers.
It sounds like it. So with your background, was it hard to make the transition into this type of TV?
It actually was pretty easy. The only thing we found real difficult was our terrible hairstyles back in the day. Season one, we had the worst hair. And so we always laugh when we see clips of it going back. But it was really just turning the cameras on to us.
Yeah. Music, TV, books, all crossed off your bucket list. Is there anything left for you guys now?
Global domination. We'll be the first artist to perform on the moon. I have no idea. The big thing for us that I love, we air in over 150 countries and territories now. And I just love that we have a global voice and we're able to affect people in a positive way around the globe.
Well, you know, it certainly is great to watch you two on TV every week. And we just want to wish you the best of luck with everything you've got going on.
Thanks very much. Watch for the music videos dropping within the next month.
We definitely will. Thank you. The Property Brothers. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.